This is MSO News Sports, and our Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month is Jake Vanna from St. John's Prep. And Jake, welcome. Thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Well, Jake is a three-sport standout at St. John's Prep: soccer, hockey, and lacrosse. Right now in the middle of the hockey season, or near the end of the hockey season, the regular season as we speak. So, Jake, let me just zero in on hockey for a moment for you. I mean, the team has had such great success over your tenure at St. John's Prep, but this year seems a little bit different than the other years. You got a league title. So tell us about this season for the Prep.
Yeah, it's been unreal. I mean, we definitely have a lot of new faces. I think we have 12 or 14 new guys on the team, and in hockey you only carry 24 guys, so more than half our team is new, and they've been great. We have a super tight group of guys this year where everyone's super close off the ice and not only just on the ice in the locker room. And, I mean, we've completed two of our goals. We won the Frady's tournament earlier in the year and the Catholic Conference title, which we haven't done either of them in over 10 years. So it's been a super special year, a lot of great guys, a lot of great memories, and hopefully we can keep it up going into the tournament.
What is your take on the fact that the Prep can win state titles but struggles with that Catholic Conference? I think it speaks to how tough the Catholic Conference is for sure, but what a tight, narrow margin there must be among the top teams in D1.
Yeah, I mean, you play every team twice in the regular season, then you always end up seeing BC High, CM, or Zavarian late in the tournament. It just shows how deep the Catholic Conference is in terms of how many good teams there are. And Coach always jokes about how we've won two state championships since the last time we won the Catholic Conference title, which just speaks volumes about the talent that goes through the Catholic Conference and how hard it is to beat all those teams not only once, but you have to beat them twice pretty much in order to win it. So it's always tough in the conference, but that's what makes it fun. It's always a nice challenge knowing that you have a big game every single conference game in order to win. So it's just great. It's always great to see talented players.
You know, Jake, let me ask you this, because, you know, what's the toughest place to play at in the conference, Catholic Conference? I mean, an away game, do you feel? I mean, maybe you win there, but maybe you don't. What is the toughest place or environment do you think there is?
Yeah, I'd say my experience, the toughest environment is playing CM at Warrior. I've played there twice. We lost 6-3 my sophomore year, and then we lost 4-0 my freshman year. It's just a tough place to play. It's super warm, and for whatever reason, they always have just an extra jump in their step. Because they bring their student section there. A lot of people are always watching, and for whatever reason, it just hasn't been our luck. Like, we've probably been thoroughly outplayed both times with 4-0 and 6-3 losses. So Warrior against CM is always a tough place to play.
That sounds right. All right, now Jake, as far as this season goes, do you think there's been one or two standout games for the team this year?
I would say. I'd say there's two games that particularly stick out. I would say one, the first one when we won the Frady's tournament, actually was when we played Pope Francis. A lot of the guys, sometimes you can go into games like that because we lost to Pope last year in the semifinals, and you can kind of be a little nervous and on edge in terms of having to play a team that you know has beat you before. But we came to that game, played for Pete. We pulled together when we needed to most, ended up winning that game in overtime 1-0, which was a great win for us. But I was more proud of the guys' resilience. I mean, Pope Francis, they're a great team, top three team right now. They came at us in the third pretty bad. They actually outshot us, but we stayed together. We relied on our goalie, and we ended up winning the game, which was great. And then we put Marion for the conference title, actually, at home. And we actually lost that same game at home 3 years in a row for the conference. We lost to CM twice, and then I think we lost to Zavarian 2 years ago. And so going to that game in the locker room, I could see it. Everyone was ready to go. The younger guys were pulling for the seniors were pulling for each other. And we ended up winning that game 6-1. But it was kind of great to see all the hard work we put in show, especially in that game, which we've lost in past years. So I would say those games really showed our team coming together and all of our hard work paying off to an extent.
All right, I want to shift to the spring here. We're all thinking spring right now, except for you hockey players. No, tell me about lacrosse. What are you looking at this year at the Prep in lacrosse? And this is the sport, by the way, just for our listeners, and it's probably in the text below here, that you're going to college to play lacrosse, college lacrosse at Princeton. But what are you looking for this spring in lacrosse?
Yeah, this spring, it's probably going to be the most exciting spring at St. John's Prep, like, history in terms of the schedule we're playing. We've got a lot of great commits on our team. Our junior class, 5 commits are going D1, which is great. And we probably have the hardest schedule in the history of the program. I think we're going to be playing IMG at home. Bishop Gurdon, who's the best team in New Hampshire. We're going to play Staples, who's one of the best teams in Connecticut. So our outer league both is really tough, but I'm super excited because it's more fun when you play a lot of tough games. So we'll have to work really hard because the competition we're playing is going to be really good, but we're all super excited. A lot of the guys are always coming up to me during school being like, hey, I'm so excited for the season. Like, let's go. Everyone's fired. Everyone's ready to go. And we're ready for a challenge. It's not going to be easy this year, but we're super excited for it. We're going to work really hard to try to make it the best season possible.
But we don't want Coach Hansen to be listening to this and thinking that you're looking beyond the hockey season, though, right, Jake? You know?
No, that's the last thing he wants to hear. He always gives me trouble. He's like, can you just stay in hockey for 1 second every time I mention soccer and lacrosse? But yeah, I'm all in on hockey right now, but it's hard not to look towards the spring, especially with what's coming up.
No, absolutely. Great information. So you're going to Princeton to play lacrosse. So tell us that decision what were the factors that made you decide on attending Princeton?
Yeah, I think I was pretty fortunate during my recruiting process. I had a couple of great options outside of Princeton, which I was super fortunate for. But when I went down there, the campus was unreal. It reminded me of St. John's in terms of how open it was and, like, the unreal buildings. And I also fell in love with the guys on the team. Like, when I went down there and I was talking to them, I kind of meshed super well with them. That was a big thing. But honestly, it just felt like at home from day one. It was the first visit I went on, and right when I was there, like, even my dad told me after, or my dad didn't tell me after, but, like, after I committed, he told me, he was like, I knew you were going to go there, just because the way I was and how happy and how comfortable I seemed to be when I was there. But, yeah, all the thanks goes to my parents on that one. They were awesome during it. They didn't try to persuade me to any school. They wanted me to go to exactly where I wanted and nothing else. So all thanks to my parents.
You know, it's funny you mentioned that the physical environment, if you will, the buildings, the campus, and so on, and how that is impactful, I think, in decision-making. And I think it's good you brought that out.
Yeah, 100%. Because the important thing is, I mean, you never wish this on anyone, but if you happen to get hurt and can't play lacrosse, then outside of the team, like, what is the school going to be like? And I felt like if I didn't even play lacrosse, I would still love going there just because of the campus and the people. And obviously the academic profile the school has. But, yeah, the idea was if I wasn't playing lacrosse, would I like it there? And the answer was 100% yes. So that was a big fact.
All right, I'm going to circle on back to the prep, to your classrooms there. And do you, in your years at the prep, have you had a course that you really liked or a teacher that was inspirational to you, one or two or whatever? What do you bring back to me from your academic experiences at the prep?
Yeah, there's so many. Teachers, there's countless teachers who have just helped me so much, learned so much, and honestly, even more than that, helped me become a better person and a bunch of life lessons. But I'd say one teacher that if I had to pick would be Miss Denning. She's my English teacher. I had her my sophomore year, and I actually have her now as a senior too. So I've had her 2 years, and she's amazing. Her class is challenging, but she's honestly made me such a better writer than I was going into the prep. And she challenges us every day, but that's what makes it fun. She combines a lot of fun, a lot of learning, but it's also a rigorous writing. We do papers all the time, and we do a lot of in-class writing assignments as well. But she's been awesome and helped me so much throughout my high school. Not even, but life lessons on what classes I should take in college and how should I approach managing my time in college as well. So she's been the best, and I can't thank her enough.
No, absolutely. And I think you're already probably doing pretty well on your time management. It sounds, I'm guessing, you know, not easy, but a lot of things going on, but I'm sure you're doing pretty well there. Tell our listeners about what you're thinking of doing after college. I heard the ESPN noted as a possibility.
Yeah, I've kind of fallen in love with the talk shows at ESPN, like First Take with Stephen A. Smith, and all like the sideline reporters who call games during the NBA or NHL. Whatever professional sports games as well. And I think that's kind of been a dream. So, I mean, it's going to be super tough, but the dreams ultimately work for ESPN at some level, whether it's like on a talk show or announcing one of the games. I think that would be really cool. Just talking about sports, something that I love as a job. I think it would feel more as just like having fun rather than work. So that's the ultimate goal. And hopefully we can get there someday.
Well, I'm going to try you out here, Jake. So give me the lowdown on the Patriots. Be critical now because you're going to be on a talk show. So what's the deal? What's your take?
I don't know. To be honest, I mean, a lot of people for the Patriots at least give a lot of grief towards Mac Jones, and obviously he didn't have the best tenure at the with the Patriots. But honestly, I think we got to fix a lot of other things. Our O-line wasn't particularly great, and it doesn't help when you want your quarterback to throw the ball, and a lot of receivers weren't open. So we're kind of in a complete rebuild situation since Tom Brady left. But we're going to get a high pick in this draft, and honestly, we might get one next year. So hopefully we make the most of it and not waste too many draft picks on trying to find a quarterback, because there's a lot more areas on the team that we got to fix.
Well, we can save this clip for your audition tape for ESPN here. But you're absolutely – I think you're right about Mac Jones and the whole deal there. I mean, he takes all the heat, but I kind of feel like these quarterbacks were set up. I don't know. That's just my take. It's kind of a weird feeling I have, but they were not put in a situation to be successful, you know, with the quality of receivers they have and all the other things that you just mentioned. So, mm-hmm. All right, Jake, any extracurricular activities? I know you're on a committee to help raise funds for your senior class there at the prep.
Yeah. So, it's called the SAP Senior Class Gift Committee. And my friend Jack Harrison is the president, so he picked the committee. And luckily enough, he chose me to be on it with seven of my other classmates. And the whole idea is it's about participation over like the amount people donate. And the idea is to get 100% of our class, which is 268 people, to donate between one or as much money as they want to the Fund for St. John's, which basically goes money towards our sports or tuition for incoming students or like new technology in the classroom. So it's a way of giving back to the school for how much it's done for all of us. And whether the school has been the best time of your life, or you can only pick and choose a couple great moments from your time, the school's impacted everyone's life in a positive way at some point. So the idea is to give back in your class. It's a lot of work because it's hard to ask people for money, especially with the tuition we already pay. But we try to emphasize the point that St. John's is so much for all of us, and the least we can do is give back a little bit to help future students have the same experience as us. So that's what we do on this. It's a lot of work, but it's a lot of fun working with your friends.
All right, Jake, don't ask me for money. You know, don't. No, I'm kidding. Jake, finally, is there anyone you'd like to shout out to at all here as we wrap this up?
Yeah, I have so many people to thank. I always try to emphasize the fact that I have the easy part. I just have to go out, play, do school, hang out with my friends. I mean, my parents, my mom and dad, and my sister Molly, they sacrificed so much time, money, and effort to put me in the position I am today. My grandparents, grandpa, basically my second parents, they go to all my games. They bring me to places where my parents can't. They're always there to support me, always texting me before and after my game. So just want to thank my family. I mean, obviously my teammates, coaches, and faculty of the prep, but mainly my family for sacrificing so much to help me be in the position I am today.
Well, that's great stuff. Best of luck the rest of this hockey season. And, of course, we'll be keeping an eye on you during the lacrosse season as well. So, Jake, thanks so much for your time. Best of luck. Congratulations to all you've been able to accomplish at the prep. And it looks like you're going to be very successful at the next level at Princeton down in New Jersey. So best of luck.
Yeah, thank you so much. That was a lot of fun.
Jake Vanna with us from St. John's Prep, Moynihan Lumber, Student Athlete of the Month.